You have the floor. Thank you very much, Minister. We have noted that many speakers today referred to the ratification of this protocol and the removal of reservations to the CEDAW. And in fact, it's not because of ill will that Niger has not yet ratified the Maputo Protocol, and the same applies to the reservations to CEDAW. Now, on the Maputo Protocol, there were two attempts. Unfortunately, they did not succeed, and in 2016, and this also happened in 2009. Now, on the reservations, well, here we are facing very strong resistance from some parts of the population because some of these articles are in conflict with our religious and cultural values of this population, and the government is carrying out public awareness campaigns in order to ensure a better understanding of these provisions, especially in those parts of the population that oppose this. And these articles, especially the ones related to marriage and succession, the registration of births, abortion in cases of rape and incest, those are problematic articles from the point of view of our population. And the government will continue to insist and function on the basis of a participative approach involving all groups of our society to carry out a review to better understand the usefulness of these articles and these texts. And I do hope that we will be able to ratify these articles before our next meeting.